Paul. You thought global warming was a myth. Well, here you go. Just another little reminder of, I don't know, it's probably
that's that ice shelf that broke off of Ellesmere Island. Yeah. That's what's causing
it. It's headed our way. Yeah. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. Let's see. How many more years have we got to live? I don't know.
Well, it depends which documentary you've watched recently.
Or bad movie starring Dennis Quaid or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but anyhow, so rain starting today and then heavy rains tonight. Lots of rain. You're going to see big buckets coming down. It's going to go turn into showers on Tuesday.
Oh, promises.
Then back to rain on Wednesday. Then Thursday, chance of showers, only 60%. Then Friday, back to rain.
Yeah.
So varying quantities of rain are what you have to look forward to this week.
Just when it's good for the reservoirs.
That's right. That's about all we can say.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't good for the reservoir last time. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, anyhow. Why have I got... Oh, no. Never mind.
It's okay, I understand.
Press button now. CD, go play now. There we go. So, in light of Mr. Brown's passing, we're going to play something put out by the residents. And no, it's not. It's a Madman Man's World, which I wanted to play, but couldn't find it here. I have it at home, but didn't even dawn on me to bring it this morning. Of course, you've heard James Brown's own material many, many times. Most of his singles were hits in the U.S., sold millions and millions of albums, and a great entertainer, of course. So the residents, who are a big fan of James Brown, put out a live sort of interpretation of James Brown performances as a sort of a performance piece as part of their Mole Show tour over 20 years ago. And of course, the residents still around, have been together for over 30 years, and just put out a new CD as well, with a very disturbing cover. Actually, a very artful release, but it involves clowns. So if you have any sort of fear of clowns here.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and happy Easter Monday. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And we have a very special guest today. We actually have two guests today. Joan Cabalu. And Joan, I actually met in broadcasting school many, many years ago.
Not too many years ago.
Yeah, we're just not a few. Old. No, we're not. And Joan has also brought her lovely little boy, Antonio. And so he may or may not say something. It's up to him if he wants to. So, no? Yeah,
no, he's being... He might make a cameo appearance.
He's playing maybe. It cool right now.
Yeah, he's pretty chill right now.
All right, so, and we may be... I forgot to turn on the camera for YouTube. There we go. So, we may also have him sing a song if he's in the mood. We'll see if he wants to grace us with that fantabulous voice of his. So, today, the theme of this show is gratitude. If you've been following me on Facebook or Twitter, you already know that I've been doing this thing, 365 days of gratitude, where every day I post something that I am thankful for or that I appreciate. And Joan decided to join in. Now, how many days has this been?
Today is... I didn't do today's yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm on day 124.
124. Sometimes if I miss a day, I just pick up where I left off. Yeah. Sometimes I don't turn on my computer all day. And
this morning I did Saturday's post, so I still have Sundays and today's.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what's really cool, though, is that ever since I've started, so this was mid-December of last year that I started. Since then, two cousins of mine in the Philippines have started their own.
Cool.
I think they're on day 40. And then a cousin's friend started, so I've never even met her. And then my friend Jen Smith.
Nice.
Yeah, she started her own too. She's listening right now.
Awesome. Hi, Jen Smith. And there's actually someone listening, as everyone who listens to this show knows that I've been a dating fiend.
Yep.
So, and there's at least one person from Plenty of Fish who's listening today. So hello to you. We haven't met yet. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's radio stalking me. I don't know, dude.
Hi, radio stalker.
Yeah, radio stalker. Plenty of Fish. Man. So if you would like to call in today, any of you, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We're going to have the lines open for most of the hour. We'll just sort of like put out the cue to call if you want to call in and share what you're grateful for. And I didn't come up with the idea of 365 days of gratitude. I borrowed it from someone else who probably borrowed it from someone else. And you know how Facebook is. But it's really been a lot of fun. And it was actually Joan's idea to do a show about gratitude, I think, wasn't it?
We were just throwing ideas back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just really liked the responses I was getting from starting one. And remember I asked you last year, like, how you started it, and I was still, like, on the fence or whether or not, because it sounded such a big project to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, okay, you know what, I'm going to wait till January 1st, 2012 to, you know, do this. But I'm like, you know what, I don't want to wait for a catastrophe to start counting my blessings.
Yeah.
So, you know, do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no time like the present.
Right. And so, when you call in, how Marie and I start our posts is we start off by saying, today I am thankful for, and then da-da-da-da.
And have you seen how now I'm doing 365 days of self-love?
Yes.
That was...
What day are you on?
Oh, I'm on... Well, I missed one or two days here and there.
Yeah.
I think I'm on like 11 or 12 now.
Nice.
And that's been going well. But something... I made a YouTube video about it yesterday.
Yeah.
How I'm noticing that I post these great things about myself. And then I have this feeling like, oh, well, what if someone thinks that I'm like, I don't know, being conceited or something.
Right.
So it's interesting how... it's interesting how you can put those headphones on. Go for it. Yeah, Jones little boy is
cool
having
like
fun.
Us.
Yeah, with our headphones. So, yeah, it's interesting that the things that come up when you start talking about self love. But what are some of the things? Have you noticed anything? We're going to talk about the benefits of gratitude, but
right,
have you noticed?
Sure.
Have you noticed any struggles or challenges or hesitancy that has come up for you throughout the process?
You know what? It's funny because remember how I said I was on the fence about joining because I'm like, well, I don't know what to start off with. But then now I find that once you start, it's hard to, you know, stop, right? You suddenly feel grateful for just about anything you can think of.
Yeah.
Just like this morning, for example, I was just thinking to myself, wow, you know, if I want to get a drink of water, I just turn on the tap or go to my fridge. We don't have to go to a well, walk how many miles. You know, it's just that accessible to us. If, you know, he's thirsty, he can go grab himself a drink of water too. And then I find that it's kind of cute that I'm doing this. I'm banking my gratitude posts. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so good, but I think I'm going to wait.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have a strategy.
I know I have a strategy, and I think to myself, you know what? I think I'm going to wait till like this date or Mother's Day or something like that. But, you know, I never run out. There's always something to be truly grateful for.
Well, this is, and I notice also that sometimes like I'll post it. And just go ahead and plug it in. He's having a lot of fun with all the little buttons and knobs and places to stick headphone jacks and whatnot. It's fun here in the radio station, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, he's just
nodding. Looking at my headphones, thinking they're the coolest thing. So he wants to copy me.
How old are you, Antonio?
Five.
Five.
Are you sure you're five?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'm six.
Oh, did you just have a birthday a while ago?
When was your birthday?
December 15th.
December 15th.
Sometimes I forget how old I am, too. That's okay.
It's okay. We can do that.
Yeah. All right. So what were we talking about? He's so adorable. I get distracted.
You know what? I think I'll keep him. What do you think?
Yeah. He's definitely a keeper. I know that a lot of your gratitude posts involve your son. Can we talk? Is it too early to talk about the James Brown dance party?
We can do up James Brown. That's cool.
All right.
Talk about the James Brown dance party?
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. It's
okay,
to you.
You know what? So what I'll do is I'll just read my post from
okay,
that day.
Yes.
Okay. So this was my post day 115. Life lesson. Doing something you love as soon as you get up is the best way to start your day. Today, I'm thankful for breaking the rules. I had sent my son to school half an hour late because he insisted on having a James Brown dance party. The secretary, okay, it was so funny. She was not happy with the excuse. And it's funny because when I'm walking him there, I was like, okay, babe, you gotta really, you know, be quiet, not say anything because we're really late. I don't really think she's gonna, you know, be happy about what we were doing. And then as soon as we get there, he just blurts out, Mom and I had a dance party, woohoo! I was like, oh my gosh. And the look she gave me, it was just a glare I'll remember forever. But yeah, it was, you know, one of those moments where you just have to seize the day. Mm-hmm. It's half an hour. He's in grade one.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen, yeah. Right? And years from now, I might remember the look in her face, but I definitely won't remember. I won't forget, you know, the dancing and the laughing to, what was the song that we were dancing to? You decided to say it. I feel good.
I feel good.
Na 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 na. You want to join
in? Oh, he doesn't feel like singing. That's okay. Maybe he'll want to sing later. That's okay. No pressure.
I always say the days are long, but the years are short. Mm-hmm. And I've never really understood that quote until I had a child. And he's like up to my shoulder already. 2 years, he's going to be taller than me. That's insane. Aww. No, stop growing. I think he's ready to sing.
Okay, do you want to sing a song?
We can all sing together. And Jen Smith is going to sing with us, too, because she's listening right now.
Do you want me to play the music on the CD?
Or are we going to sing the song together? Carpe diem, babe. Let's go.
Let's play. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to
play,
and we'll all sing together.
I feel good. Yeah. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. A sugar and spine. I feel nice. A sugar and spine. So nice, so nice. I got you. Sugar and spine. I feel nice. A sugar and spine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was James.
I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, what's happening there? That was James Brown. He's not finished talking.
I love the number two song.
You love the number two song?
The number two song. I'm not, I don't know. It is get up. I feel like being a sex machine.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's a little scandalous.
Yeah.
It's all my
You know what? The favorite part of that song, I Feel Good, is that wail.
Yes.
Where he goes, ow!
Ow!
Ow! Marie, your turn.
Ow!
Everybody at home.
Ow!
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 You gotta, ow! You have to do it with reckless abandon and throw your neck back.
Ow!
Just go, ow!
Ow!
Very good, very good, very good.
Okay, that's hurting.
So what is something that you're thankful for today?
What are you thankful for, babe?
No idea.
Okay, we'll come back to you, okay?
I'm thankful you're so cute. It's ridiculous.
Me too. I don't know how I feel about it years from now.
Everybody likes to say that.
Oh, everybody likes to say how cute you are.
Or
do you get
right?
sick of hearing it? No? It's nice to hear how cute you are? Okay, that's good. Then we'll keep saying it. Yay.
The most beautiful line.
That's good to have this microphone so no one can hear
Every time someone says to me, "Are you Antonio's mom?" That makes me feel so blessed. Aww. Every time I hear that, yeah. Oh, everybody now.
Aww.
So tell me how you started. What was your day one post? Do you remember?
Gosh,
I can't even remember.
I don't know. It's been like, 220-something days now? That's not counting the days that I've, like, forgotten to post or been, you know, unavailable at the computer.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't even remember what day one was. But I find that when I start posting, I don't save up my gratitude posts, but I do sometimes.
You're not banking them like
no,
I
don't bank them. Maybe I should write a list of things I'm grateful for the days when. But what I really appreciate are the days that it's harder for me to come up with something I'm thankful
for.
Yeah. Because it's like, okay, I have an obligation to find something to be grateful for. And there's always something to be grateful for.
It's different when it's online and you have, you know, how many friends, like, looking at your news feed. So it keeps you accountable, too, right?
Yeah.
It's different if it was in a journal. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So I started, well, last year. What is that? Antonio, what'd you do? I think he pressed a button.
No, he didn't.
You didn't?
No.
No? Yeah?
What is?
I don't know what that is. Anyway.
You know what? I think it's the video camera right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so this is just, wow, what an interesting show we have going
on. We're winging it.
Mysterious noises. I thought it was your cell phone.
No, it wasn't. Four people in my life passed last year.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them to cancer. Two of them were aunts, and I was very close to both of them. And both my aunts passed away 10 days apart from each other. And so it just really got me thinking of how precious life is. And one of my aunts, this was the one in California, she had refused treatment. And, you know, her and I were talking on the phone, and this was the first phone call after we had found out the news. And so I was sort of walking on eggshells, like, during the conversation. And then I asked her, you know, how she felt today. And it made me cry because she goes, you know, right now I'm having a beautiful moment because I'm talking to you. Mm. So she's taking it not day by day, but moment by moment. And it was so beautiful. And she said to me, you know, after asking her what were her reasons for refusing treatment. And she said, I want the direct flight home. I have used up all my time here wisely. And so I just thought that that was so beautiful to say, you know, and she was so full of wisdom and light. And just like one event after another. And then I always kept thinking about your post. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Day one. The beginning is always the hardest, you know.
What was your first?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember. But I haven't reused any.
Oh, I sometimes reuse them. Because sometimes you're thankful, like the thing about water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. that's something that we take for granted.
Yeah.
Having running water, having being able to have a hot shower.
Right.
Having access to medical treatment, like things like that are, I think we need to appreciate them more often. So sometimes I recycle posts and sometimes I don't. It just depends on, you know, my mm-hmm. mood. Because I don't have a list of things written down
that I recycle. Oh, I'm making them in my head. They're not in. I think Antonio wants to say something. Do you know what you're thankful for now?
Go ahead.
What are you thankful for today? Monday, April 9, 2012. Antonio is thankful for what? Oh, he wants to whisper in my ear. Oh, he's sharing a secret. What? What are you thankful for?
You tell me.
Oh, he says you tell me. No, nothing.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Well, if you want to get on the air and share what you're thankful for, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. It is time for a break. We're actually overdue. And then you're going to read something about gratitude that you read recently.
Right.
So we will be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and today we are talking about gratitude, what it means to be grateful. Joan, take it away.
Gratitude is important to happiness. Studies show that consistently grateful people are happier and more satisfied with their lives. They even feel more physically healthy and spend more time exercising. Gratitude brings freedom from envy, because when you're grateful for what you have, you're not consumed with wanting something different or wanting something more. That, in turn, makes it easier to live within your means and also to be generous to others. Gratitude fosters forbearance. It's harder to feel disappointed with someone when you're feeling grateful toward him or her. Gratitude also connects you to the natural world, because one of the easiest things to feel grateful for is the beauty of nature. I love that last part.
And so we've got to give the author credit for this. This is from the Happiness Project.
Gretchen.
Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun by Gretchen Rubin. Thank you, Gretchen.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. When did you start reading this book?
Around the same time I was doing the, I think around the week that I was starting to do the posts, I just came across this. I was like, oh, perfect. Yeah, synchronicity.
Did it fall off the shelf and hit you on the head or anything
Something
like that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was spending one of my lunch hour breaks in Chapters, and then I just thought it was the cutest title. It was so long, and I was like, okay, seriously going to pick this up. And it goes with me everywhere. And we've been singing in the morning. What did we sing this morning? We sang, what did we sing? He's Shy.
That's okay.
Again. We were singing a Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, I like that song.
Do you want to sing with us?
Very good.
He's like, don't put me on the spot again.
I know that you wanted to sing. You wanted to play. Okay, so you mentioned earlier that one of your good friends had passed away.
Right.
So let's play a song by him, Randy Ponzio, from his album For the People.
For the People.
And, I haven't even put it in the... I'm getting ahead of myself here. Okay. So, we are talking today about gratitude. If you want to get on the air and share what you are grateful for today. Today, I'm grateful for the fact that it seems like it's springtime.
Yes.
It feels like spring is kind of holding now. It's actually
spring
for real
has sprung.
Here.
I'm thankful for the cherry blossoms that I saw.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Easter.
Thankful for
Easter. Did you get
Easter.
Lots of candy for Easter?
No.
No?
He's allergic to nuts, so a lot of the chocolate has nuts. Boo-hoo, huh? It's okay. He likes salad.
Salad is good.
Yeah, he's into salad.
So you're like a little bunny to eat the salad?
Yes. Salad, no dressing, though. Lots of cucumbers.
Nice. Cucumbers are good. I'm thankful for cucumbers. Okay, so here is Randy Ponzio on Synchronicity.
All right.
but there's smoke rise on it when your petrol ends. Let it begin. Here come the sun because things gon' change. A power to the people, the theme. A power to the people, the dream. A power to the people. Heaven be a sequel. This is what I believe.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was Heaven's Sequel by
who is west?
Joan's friend, Randy Ponzio. And he passed, when was that?
November last year. We love him. We love you, Randy. Want to say I love you, Randy?
I love you, Randy.
Yeah, he's a legend. He left a massive imprint in not only my heart, but my son's as well. And just the music community in Vancouver. He's a legend. Isn't he a legend, babe?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read to you day 95 of my gratitude post. Oh, okay. Practicing the attitude of gratitude. This is in honor of International Women's Day. Today, I am thankful for my feet. As a child, my feet danced for a king and a queen. As a teenager, they met opponents in the face via a roundhouse kick during taekwondo and sprinted to the goalpost during field hockey games. I've put my feet through pain, whether it be through a torture device otherwise known as the stiletto heel. Marie, you know about that, yeah?
Yeah.
Or through dance class after dance class, sometimes 6 to 8 hours a day. Yes, I am crazy. A bobby pin one time got stuck in my foot during a dance cap. But my stubbornness kept me there for the whole week.
Wow.
Yeah, passion, huh? My feet have leapt for joy in the arms of a loved one and have jumped into the deep end of business ventures. No regrets. Carpe diem. My feet have ran after a little boy at countless parks, Waikiki Beach, and Disneyland. Who am I talking about? You? Yeah. I've kicked poisonous people out of my life, realizing their venom was seeping into my spirit. And my feet have turned the other way, walked out of an abusive relationship with my then 11-month-old, repeating to myself, "This is not the way my story is going to end." Today, I am thankful for my feet.
Aww. Your gratitude posts are so creative. I just write, I'm thankful for, you know, whatever, the weather, or I'm thankful for the fact
I love writing.
I mean, a lot of my stuff has been thankful for resiliency, thankful for a lot of things, thankful for challenges that come up because they provide, like, you know, the silver lining. Every obstacle has a lesson.
Correct.
So a lot of my gratitude has been that, but it's been very simple. Yours is also poetic.
Oh,
I'm very impressed.
Thank you, Marie.
So,
there are days where I get one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like today's was, well, technically Saturday's. I think I said, "Today I'm thankful for beautifully wrapped unexpected surprises."
Ooh. Very nice.
It's code for something, I'm telling you.
Ooh. So you have a friend on the line right now.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hi. Is this Jen?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. How you doing, soul sister?
How are you? Can I tell you something about the beautiful Jen Smith?
Is she giving you permission to?
Yeah, I don't need permission.
Yes, me, per PM.
Oh, Antonio wants to talk to you
put
too.
Put your headphones on.
Okay, put your headphones on. Okay.
And then talk into the mic.
Jenny from The Black and I share the same birthday. July 7th.
Oh, 707.
Coming right up. And she is just so awesome. Which Red Robins do you work at, sweetheart?
Oh, Coquitlam Center, down on Loheed.
Okay.
On Loheed Highway,
to
a little
Red
shameless
Coquitlam
self-promotion.
Nice. Remember, we have plenty of fish people listening, though. Are you single, Jen?
No. You know
no.
what? This woman is happily married.
Oh, good.
To Mr. Beyblade, who is the biggest cat lover ever out there. Holler, Scott. Is he there?
Somewhere. Yeah, somewhere in the house.
Okay. Jennifer, what are you thankful for today?
Well, I'm actually thankful to hear my name on the radio and get a little shout out. that might have to be tomorrow's gratitude post.
Okay.
Today's was about the lesson of actually not posting for quite some time.
Okay.
Joan got me hooked on the attitude of gratitude post here, so I'm on day 52.
Nice.
but when I sat down to write today, I took a look and I noticed that there was a long stretch of days where I didn't post anything. And, you know, the excuse is I'm too busy. I've got work, homework, friends, books, whatever, and
right.
It's really easy for days to just slip by when you're not paying attention.
Yeah,
so
sure.
The post today was just about kind of stepping back and realizing it's important to take 5-10 minutes just to sit down and think of any silly little thing that makes you warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh,
nice.
You know what, Jen? You know what I was thinking of? Now I feel like this is a telephone phone call. I was thinking of your Gaelic quote that you shared with me at our last CD date. That's a coffee date, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Be bold, the mighty forces will aid you. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Antonio wants to say something to you, too. He's also acting like this is a phone call, like last night's phone call. Okay, say hi to Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Antonio.
It's a three-way call.
It's pretty cool to hear you on the radio, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's got the biggest grin on his face right now.
I do have to let you guys know that when you played James Brown, I was dancing
yeah.
in my office.
Yay.
I was getting down to James Ooh. Brown. It really made my day.
But did you do the ow? Did you do
oh,
that?
I did. I threw my head back with reckless abandon.
Good girl. Did you hear our boy Randy just now?
I did. Yes, I did. That was beautiful as well.
We miss him.
Ow.
Oh, he's practicing. Tell Scott he needs to practice his ow.
I will make sure he does that. I just wanted to call in and say, you know, the attitude of gratitude, it's a wonderful thing to get on board with, and I highly recommend that all the listeners give it a shot. It seems like a big deal, but once you get into it, you will be surprised at how many things you can be grateful for.
Mm.
Jen, before we let you go, how has your perspective changed since you started consciously finding things to be grateful for every day?
I find that little things that I wouldn't have noticed before, now because I know that at the end of the day I've got to write something, little things pop up in my peripheral vision. The other day I was grateful that I got to witness someone enjoying watching their kids play, or that I saw the first blooms of spring, or little things that I think would have passed me by before, I recognize them now, and it makes your day a little more rich.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. Oh, thank you for sharing that.
I love the
oh, you're
one
so
where
welcome.
She thanked her husband because they just celebrated a 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh,
we did.
That was
Congratulations.
Beautiful. That made me cry. That was good.
That's those 707 girls. It doesn't take much to get the waterworks going.
So. I know, huh? Oh, my gosh. Our coffee dates have just been, like, crying sessions after one after another.
Aww.
Oh, we're on air, baby.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That was so fun. Thank you.
You're wonderful, girls. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Oh, have a great day.
Bye. Yay. Aww. So if you want to get on the air and share what you are grateful for, 604-822-2487. So I've been doing this on Facebook and Twitter for, 240 plus days.
You did it on Twitter, too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, I just post, I've got the tweet deck, and I just post it all over the place on my social media. And I do the random ones on YouTube, too. Okay. I had the intention of starting to do a gratitude post on YouTube every day, mm-hmm. but sometimes I'm not in the mood to get on camera or whatever. So it's sort of sporadic, but right. Every day on Facebook. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, I am Marie Bernard on Facebook and Twitter and Spiritual Show on YouTube. Do you want random people following you on Facebook? It's up to you.
I'm on Marie's friend list.
There you go.
My privacy settings are high.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. So you've got to be...
I am.
In the inner circle to get on her Facebook.
I know, you have to be in the circle of trust.
Oh, that's okay. I think that's good. Having high privacy settings on Facebook is a good thing.
If you know my favorite dance movie, then we can be friends. You can roll with me.
Cool. All right, well, it's time to play another break. And actually, let's play another song by your lovely friend Randy Ponzio.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we do that. Okay, so this is his song, Bigger Than You and Me, here on Synchronicity.
Cause it's about love, peace, foundation, and family. It's bigger than you and me. It's about love, peace, foundation, and family. It's bigger than you and me. It's about love, peace, foundation, and family. Sing it. And if it's bigger, bigger than me. If there's no one on them streets, then what we all see. The rain you had your day counts all greatest felt pain. But what is rising of them horizons? The sun is shining, darkness away. With the people in life that kept me alive, who gave a shoulder to cry, we march onward towards a beautiful sky. And it's larger than life, for possessions we buy. It's bigger than you and me. It's about love, peace, foundation, and family. Sing it. It's bigger than you and me. It's about love, peace, foundation, and family. Sing it. When life is laughing at you, but do you settle the duel? Do you capture the fire? And take it down to the wire. Say, ooh, oh, I'm tussling with hopes and dreams, demons in me. This time I'm fighting with peeps behind me. The sun is shining, darkness away. With the people in life that kept me alive, I gave a shoulder to cry. We march onward towards the beautiful sky. And it's larger than life, all possessions we buy. It's bigger than you and me.
Family, I said you and me, kick it like family. Sunday, April 15th at 4 p.m. Join the Kids Classics and Worlds Beyond concert series at the St. James Hall for the next installment of their 14th season. This concert series is accessible in almost every way, from the cost of admission, which is by donation, to the configuration of the seats. Performers have been in the stage and set up on the floor with the audience seated around them. For more information, call 604-732-3990 or visit sjcommunitysquare.org/special events.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Before the break, we played Randy Ponzio's song, Bigger Than You and Me, from his album For the People. And Randy has passed. He's left this earthly plane.
You know what? He is so present in our lives. He is so present in Antonio's room that I refuse to put him in the past tense.
Okay.
He's very much alive. Praising what is lost makes the remembrance dear. That's my favorite Shakespearean quote in regards to, you know, losing a loved one.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think we should, I got one of my favorite books up. Oh, sorry. No?
Can you talk into the mic?
Am I talking into the mic?
There we go.
Jen Smith, can you hear me? She hasn't texted me. It's okay. She's probably dancing.
Our Plenty of Fish guy sent me an email though.
Okay, what did he say?
He said that. Okay, let's see here. this is really getting.
Is he mad at me?
No, he said very funny radio stalker. He feels like a cross between special/criminal, yet warm and fuzzy.
Well, if he has any suggestions as to what we should call him, then
yeah,
that's
well. He's admitting that he told me in advance he was going to be listening, but I bet there are other people that listen and stalk me without my knowledge. But that's okay.
That's good.
It's not stalk. I kind of feel okay. So to call like I feel like I'm calling listeners stalkers now. Like, quit stalking me. Don't listen to this show, you stalker.
Everyone, go away.
No, we want people to listen. So
practice your James Brown whale.
Yes.
Ow. Ow! That should be our thing on this show now, huh?
All right, so go ahead, take it away.
Okay. This is by, you know what? I'm going to apologize in advance for this man if I mispronounce his last name, because I always do. But he is, in my opinion, IMO, and one of the best authors of all time. This is from his book, By the River Piedra, I Sat Down and Wept, by Paulo Coelho. Okay? So, you have to take risks, he said. We will only understand the miracle of life fully when we allow the unexpected to happen. Every day, God gives us the sun, and also one moment in which we have the ability to change everything that makes us unhappy. Every day we try to pretend that we haven't perceived that moment, that it doesn't exist, that today is the same as yesterday and will be the same as tomorrow. But if people really pay attention to their everyday lives, they will discover that magic moment. It may arrive in the instant when we are doing something mundane, like putting our front door key in the lock. It may lie hidden in the quiet that follows a lunch hour, or in the thousand and one things that all seem the same to us. But that moment exists, a moment when all the power of the stars become a part of us and enables us to perform miracles. Joy is sometimes a blessing, but it is often a conquest. Our magic moment helps us to change and sends us off in search of our dreams. Yes, we are going to suffer. We will have difficult times, and we will experience many disappointments. But all of this is transitory. It leaves no permanent mark. And one day we will look back with pride and faith at the journey we have taken. Pitiful is the person who is unafraid of taking risks. Perhaps this person will never be disappointed or disillusioned. Perhaps she won't suffer the way people do when they have a dream to follow. But when that person looks back, and at some point everyone looks back, she will hear her heart saying, "What have you done with the miracles that God planted in your days? What have you done with the talents God bestowed upon you? You buried yourself in the cave because you were fearful of losing those talents. So this is your heritage, the certainty that you have wasted your life. Pitiful are the people who must realize this, because when they are finally able to believe in miracles, their life's magic moments will have already passed them by.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joan. And we're going to play a song. We'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment. Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was Mark Stanton Welsh from his album Simple Living, and the song is called Life is Good. So we have a special caller, Radio Stalker. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
You're very brave to call in and identify yourself as the Radio Stalker.
How's it going?
Well, you know, I like to elevate my status from stalker to actually a caller.
Okay.
All right.
So now you want to be
slightly less creepy?
Better. Radio okay. caller.
Radio caller.
Thank you.
Oh, you want to... Antonio wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you want to know, Antonio?
His name is Radio Caller.
Radio Caller.
Feel free to ask him anything. Antonio's six, by the way.
Hi, Antonio.
Say hi.
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 Okay, what's your question, babe? He forgot.
That's okay.
He forgot.
Okay. Okay. So, are you grateful for something, radio caller?
Yes. My name is Peebo, and so I am grateful for talents. You know, people don't realize it that they have talents. Everyone is born with a talent. It doesn't have to be artistic or musical. It can be a talent for being a good listener. You know, that's very hard to do sometimes. You know, we have a difficult time listening to people. And for those who can actually listen, it's a talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing service to others is a talent.
Mm, that's a good one.
You know, not too many people rush out and help an elderly cross the road. You know, we have to be grateful for the talents that we have, I think. And we should, you know, say nice things about, you know, about our talents. And some of us hide our talents. And I believe that if we, as a human race, pool our talents together, I think we'll have a better world. So that's just, you know, my thoughts for the day.
Well, thank you for sharing that, radio caller.
Thank you. Welcome.
Upgraded from radio stalker.
Yes, I feel better now.
Yes, well, thank you. That I think it's very brave of you to share your identity now, considering we were talking about how you're on Plenty of Fish and all that.
So. Yeah, well, you know, it's a thing that I just wanted to try out for a month and see where it goes. And if nothing happens, it won't be a loss or anything. So
cool.
I'm quite happy where I am in my life right now, and you know, I have a. Great things happening in May. I don't want to throw in a plug, but I have a comic book that's coming out that I illustrated.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. For Free Comic Book Day on May 5th
cool.
of this year. And it's called Apes with Uzis. So
yeah,
I hope it reaches the Vancouver area. And for those who are listening, it's absolutely free. Pick it up.
Is there like a website or anything like that?
Right now, there was a website on Kickstarter, but I think that's over. We achieved our goal, raising some sort of funding to publish this thing, and we actually quite happy with the results. So, and the support of the people that went on Kickstarter. I think this book can be found on 215inc.com, which is the publisher that's publishing the title.
And what's the name of it again?
Apes with Uzis.
Apes with Uzis.
Apes with Uzis.
Very interesting.
All right. It's a fun book.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And we're friends on Facebook now, so I'll see you on Facebook.
Okay. And thanks for having me.
Take care. Thanks for calling in.
To you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye. That was so fun.
Ooh, Marie.
Ooh. I'm saying you too.
Hmm?
You too.
You too.
You
want
to
say you
too? TV too. You too. Like,
what do you want to say?
Forget
you
it.
You on YouTube?
Forget it.
Forget about it.
Forget
okay,
about
well,
it.
Coming up in just a moment is Parts Unknown with Chris Arifik. He's going through the CD library, picking out some fabulous music to share with you on this Easter Monday. So stick around for that coming up in just a second. And we have one more person calling in. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm not exactly what you would call a radio stalker. I do seem to find that I listen to your show every week.
Oh, thank you.
For reasons I'm not really sure. And seems that the theme of today's show is gratitude.
Yes.
And I have the day off today, and I'm just kind of hanging out here, you know, reading the paper and having coffee and doing what I always do. And I was just, you know, I really should call her. And so this is me doing that, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I'm grateful you picked up the phone and called us.
And it's like, well, what the hell do I have to be gratitudinous? Is that a word?
I say gratitude.
Well, it'll be a word today, Yeah.
Grateful.
And I think I got to say, you know, I'm really glad that you do this.
Aw, thank you.
Because you're like some of these writers that I read. I don't always agree with everything you have to say, but I always want to see what you have to say. Does that kind of make sense?
That
yes, does. It does. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, so like, and sometimes I just want to take one of these foam bricks and throw it at the radio and say, no, God damn it. And sometimes it's like, you know, that's pretty right on.
Have you been listening from the very beginning?
Of today's show, yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Were you practicing your James Brown wail, too?
Say again, please?
Your James Brown. Ow! Were you practicing that?
I was thinking, that would actually be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know,
it would be more fun to do on air with us right now.
What do you think?
Are you going to go to the beach? I'm going to the beach today.
You should.
I might go for a walk, but I'm going to get on the bike more than anything else.
Nice.
Run a few errands, and you know.
Well, is there anything you want to say before we close the show? Because Parts Unknown is starting up in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of the way for who runs that one? Is that Chris Horrific who runs
that
one?
Chris Horrific, yep.
I'll let him get started. I'm going to get on with it. And just thanks for doing what you do.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening every week and keeping your radio safe from the bricks that you want to throw at it. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank
Take
you.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. I'm thankful. I have to say I'm thankful to everyone who listens to this show, to everyone who follows me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, friend feed, which I don't even know. It's something. But anyway, everyone who's out there who is connected with me, I just want to thank you so much. I'm so grateful to all of you because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this platform to bring up things that you might agree with, you might think is totally ridiculous and out there and should be banned from the radio. And you have a right to whatever opinion you can agree with me, disagree. It's all good because that's what we're here for. We're here to discuss it and have a good time. So thank you so much to Joan.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Antonio.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to have a good day and have a cupcake?
Heck yes.
Yes.
Are you thankful for cupcakes? Yeah, he's nodding. I'm thankful for cupcakes too, and I'm thankful for you. Have a wonderful day, and remember to consider at least one of the things that you have to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. So have a wonderful day. Peace, love, namaste.
Hi, my name is Manny Malhotra, and I play forward for the Vancouver Canucks. I've also joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us on April 1st as we light the cauldron in celebration of World Autism Awareness Day. Come to Jackpool Plaza and enjoy music, food, entertainment, and family fun. To learn more about the event or how you can donate, volunteer, or participate, visit CanucksAutism.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today. Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560 with one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560.